And on a morning conversation, we have Robert Alsop, president, Waldorf University. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. Doing very well.
Big news last week. Congratulations. This has been a long time coming. The return to local ownership for Waldorf University.
Yes. It was a very, very big week, very historic moment for Waldorf University. Very grateful to get to this point where the new ownership under Waldorf Lutheran College Foundation for Waldorf University. We're very excited.
Let's talk about what the transition means for various portions of this, such as for the university itself, recruitment, the current students, and all that good stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, hopefully for our current students, there'll be very little change that they understand. We feel that in time there'll be some more grant opportunities and things like that. But in terms of our curricular offerings, who they see in the classroom, who they see helping them outside of the classroom, none of that will change. But it is a very big step for the university as a whole. Again, having that security of local ownership with the Waldorf Lutheran College Foundation, along with advantages then of a return to our nonprofit faith-based roots. And while we've maintained the historic mission of Waldorf over this entire time, we feel that we'll be able to enhance that going forward.
Bob, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about Columbia Southern and the important role they played in the interim.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity for me to express my gratitude for the Mays and Cooley family and Columbia Southern University that 12 years ago, through their expertise and their experience, really helped to transform Waldorf in our curriculum to include online programming, graduate programming, those types of things that have really enhanced Waldorf over the years.
They're kind of visionary, weren't they?
Absolutely. And they were some of the forerunners in online education. So it really gave us that experience to develop very high quality online programs right from the start.
Mm-hmm. And of course, these are exciting times, Bob, for Waldorf, because you've got record enrollment.
Yes. Yeah, so campus, we're seeing great enrollment there. A lot of just excitement and vibrancy when you have a full campus like that. You see it at the fine arts events. You see it at the athletic events. There's just a great vibe on campus.
Talking to Waldorf University President Bob Alsop. And Bob, I would imagine that as we've been ramping up, we've been hearing about this pretty much since late summer, early fall. Now it's come to fruition. There's got to be some players in this that make everything possible.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of people to thank. So I'm going to forget people, but just a few. Without the Hansen Family Foundation really stepping up finding a way to finance this transaction, along with manufacturers, MBT, they've been so good to work with. And then just a lot of people, both at the school and the community, coming together. You know, you just can't imagine all the moving parts of something like this. A lot of people to celebrate with and thank.
And right now, of course, you're on winter break, I guess you may call it. Yeah. Holiday break, certainly. You're going to be back at it here soon enough.
Yeah, so the spring semester will start January 11th. We still have a fair amount of students on campus as some of our athletic teams continue to compete over break, as they always do. But looking forward to continuing a strong year with the spring semester.
And Bob, there's a business after hours, which you're going to be doing some community celebrating next week.
Yes, so that will be on Thursday, December 15th at 5 o'clock. and I believe it's going to be the start in the Salveson Ballroom. We might be in the atrium, who knows, but we're hoping a lot of people from the community come out, because this really deserves a community celebration of great things ahead for Waldorf.
It's wonderful news, Bob. Thank you for coming in and sharing. We're looking forward to seeing what the future holds for Waldorf University.
You bet. Thank you, Mark.
Bob Alsup is president of Waldorf University, our guest on KW Morning Conversation.